When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yep, another beautiful weekend coming up weather-wise to go fishing. How are you, Jai?
Not too bad, mate. How about yourself?
Good. How's business at Tucky's Tackle, all right?
Yeah, it's been all right. Been pretty busy all week.
Yeah, people are getting ready to go out on the weekend, of course, during the week. Friday, you're busiest because they're getting ready.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Friday's usually the busiest with people getting ready to go fishing over the weekend.
You got a quick, great fishing story before we get into it? No? Come on, mate. What's going on? We rely on
I've
you.
I've got a bad news story, but I'm not going to tell it.
Okay. We're all right. We don't want bad news stories.
No.
Right, mate. Look, we'll have a look at the gadget, which is just a bunch of letters and numbers from Tucky's Tackle. That's very confusing, but for people listening, mate, want to go fishing on the weekend, where should they go?
So land-based guys in the cut have been doing quite well. At the estuary end, they've been getting some nice-sized tailor, particularly on sunset, into the darkness. Inside the cut, around the bridge, there's been King George whiting, herring, and some big salmon trout. I did actually catch some really nice salmon trout on Tuesday or Wednesday, casting a little soft plastic at the bridge pylons and letting it sink underneath.
Yep.
They were feeding quite well there.
Okay.
In the Mandurah Channel, there's been some good yellowfin whiting to be caught around the jetties adjacent to the new bridge there and also the sand flats around. And there's also been, under the bridges, herring and nice-sized salmon trout. Down the beaches, the San Remo Madura stretch has still been the pick of the places of late.
Yep.
There's been good-sized tailor getting caught there, along with the odd mulloway. Early in the mornings, there's been some nice-sized yellowfin whiting to be caught there.
Cool.
Down south, White Hills, Preston, mainly have just had some nice-sized tailor. The size of the tailor's been better down there, but they're not quite as prolific as they are up this end. So you know, if you want big ones, go south. If you want just pure numbers, up around San Remo, Madura.
Right.
The crabs. Land-based guys are finally starting to get a bit of a feed, scooping around Dawesville particularly. Right on sunset seems to be the best time. And for the drop netters in the boat, the Harvey and the Peel are both really starting to fire up in the last week. Just running your nets along a drop-off has been the best bet.
Okay.
For the boats, there's been some nice snapper getting caught on the inside reefs again. Anchoring up and burling for them has been the best technique. For guys getting a little bit wider in the 10 to 30 metre sort of mark, there's been jewfish, some nice snapper getting caught out there, break sea cod, and some big ball chin groper. If you're just staying in close, trolling around the channel markers in the Harvey estuary have been quite productive for some big tailor.
Fantastic, right? Just for the boaties, of course, covered crabs, beaches, and all the other great spots around. Now, this latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle, Zip Baits Zoea 49S new colours.
Yes.
I got it.
You did.
What a miracle.
It's as new colours isn't part of the lure. It's just new colours that we've just got in.
Yeah, I figured.
So the Zoea we've been running with for a little while now. It's been an exceptionally good lure. This three new colours is a clear, a green head, and like a goldy sort of colour.
Yep.
Dynamite for brim, really, really good for whiting. You can just kind of let them sink, or you can also run them backwards as a surface lure. They're dynamite lures.
Right, okay. Zip Baits, Zoea, is it 49S? Is that
what 49S.
So I've got a whole bunch of new colours in there. Tucky's Tackle, of course, open across the weekend, mate. Have fun this weekend. I hope you got a decent story for us next week.
Yeah, fingers crossed. One day I will.
Good on you, mate. There you go. Jai Sheridan, Real Fishing Spot on 91.7 The Wave.